Backstage with Mothership on Solid Rock Radio begins now. Hear the best in new music, artist interviews, stories from the road, and more. You are now backstage, and here's your host, Mothership.
Hey, everybody. My guests today are Anthony and Jenny of Saving Jackie, a rap rock group with a redeeming message.
I have siblings Jenny and Anthony of Saving Jackie. I've been sleeping on you guys far too long. Whenever I ask people who they wanted me to interview, your name kept coming up. And so I looked into y'all a little bit. You haven't been in Georgia and haven't been to any shows where you guys played. So anyway, finally, we're here. We're finally getting a chance to get to know each other.
Yes. I think we spoke once before.
Oh, maybe so. Yeah.
Before our communication, I think we spoke once by messenger, but yeah, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, there's so many bands.
Right.
So many bands. I mean, I'm trying to keep up with all the bands. There's so many good bands.
Yes.
It's hard to keep up with everybody, right? It really is. I'm having a hard time keeping up with the bands here in San Antonio versus, you know, all the bands that are out there that are working hard, grinding, you know, hitting the pavement, really working hard and getting out there. There's so many. There's so many now that... Wow, I'm impressed, but I'm just blown away. I'm like, man, there's just so many bands.
Exactly. So many bands, so little time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I did a little homework and found out that you guys actually started out with a band called Jackie on Acid in 1998.
Yeah, that's when we first did our first show, 98. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So tell us a little bit about that project.
Well, it literally started off as a project. What happened was, we'll rewind back a couple of months before that first show, maybe almost a year. I used to play a lot in different rock bands here in town. My sister would show up to these shows, and she would see us play. She would do a lot of support, and I never heard my sister perform. I mean, I would hear her rap at the house, and... She also, they would also do choreography at the house. She would dance and stuff. And stuff. They would practice at the house. So I would see them there. I figure, man, you know, what kind of brother am I? And I haven't really gone to go see her play, right? So I told her, hey, you need to tell me when you're doing a show. I'll come see you play. There was a place not too far from where we lived that was maybe a couple miles out. So I figured, well, it's just right there. I'll go see them play. It was packed. I mean, there was hardly any parking, and I finally found a place to park, got there, and right when I got there, the group before them had just finished, and then they were getting ready to get on stage, and when they performed, I was just in awe, you know, I mean, hey, that's my little sister, wow, jeez, kicking butt and taking names later, right?
Right.
So I had an epiphany while we were there. I'm like, man. She's my sister. We live together. Man, she's good. Why couldn't we jam together, right? So I was between bands, right? The band I had been with for a couple years had just broken up. And me and the bass player were still in contact. So I gave the bassist a call. I'm like, hey, man, why don't we get together with my sister? And she had another female singer, rapper that she would perform with as well. I told him, hey, man, why don't we... try this group out, see how it works, this little thing, project, whatever you want to call it, right? So we did. It was a bass player, me on drums, my sister, and the other female, and it sounded good. All we needed was a guitarist. So we got a guitar player, worked out with him a little bit, and then we ended up bringing another guitarist and auditioned him. That night he was in the band, and that night we came up with the name Jackie on Acid. And Jackie on Acid was together 5 years. We played with a lot of nationals here in town. I guess you could say we played all over Texas. We just never really got to play outside of Texas.
Well, Texas is quite big, so you can keep yourself yeah, pretty busy.
But in 2003, we broke up. We got together in 98, lasted 5 years. 2003, we broke up. Of course, you know, things are not forever, right? We broke up. my sister had been telling me, hey, let's get the
I've been bugging him.
Wanting to get back out there. Reboot time.
I'm like, I don't know. Nobody wants to listen to this rap rock stuff anymore. She's like, no, like, we got, let's just try it. So we did. 2019, we finally got the group, put out an ad. My sister and I were like, okay, we'll do it. Let's see where it goes. Let's pray on it. You know, that's number one, right? Praying on it and asking God to guide us with everything we do. So we prayed on it. And I told her, well, if it's of God, it'll happen, right? Put an ad out. My sister's like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if John could still play with us, which was our old bass player, right? John was a main member of the band, and he helped us, you know, get to where we were at back then. Well, we put the ad out. John reaches out to my sister saying, hey, I'm interested in auditioning. My sister calls me up. Hey, guess what? John wants to audition. I'm like, yeah, you don't have to audition. Well, let me call him first, because we were a secular band back then. Now it's like the Blues Brothers. We're on a mission from God.
Yes.
So I gave John a call. We talked for about maybe an hour and change. And I told him, look, you know, we're not that band anymore. We're a faith-based band. Bro, it's going to be different. I mean, are you sure you want to do this? He's like, yeah, I need something positive in my life. You know, I'm a believer. Let's jam. So I told him, okay, I'll tell you what. Let's have dinner, me, you, and Jenny, which is my sister. And I told him, we'll talk more. So we did. We talked. And after that conversation, Saving Jackie came. So I wanted to keep the name Jackie, because that's where we derive from, right? Jackie on acid. So I was like, well, we need something more positive, because now we all got full-time jobs. We've been blessed. And I don't think the jobs that we got would fly with Jackie on acid. Well, and also a faith-based band, right? Jackie on acid's just not good.
But, Jackie, you know, got saved.
Yeah, Saving Jackie. So that's how Saving Jackie came up.
Jenny, when did you start singing, rapping? Did you always know you wanted to do that?
No, I had actually started off dancing, and I would just love to dance to rap music, to Latin hip hop music, and I had gotten seen at a dance club, and this girl that rapped asked if I could dance for her group, and I said yes, and so I had started to do shows with her while she rapped and I danced. And then I want to say a couple of years later, she started to like push me to just start writing. And I was like, I don't rap, you know, I just dance. So I had started to get into that and just trying to find my own groove and my own way of expressing myself. And then eventually I left the dancing. I got into the whole rapping thing, and it just started like flying off of that. And then the night that I had jammed with my brother, during that night, I had called up these other guys that we had rapped with. And I was like, look, you know, like we and my friend can't do this group anymore, because now we're going to start this other band. And they were just so mad. And so, you know, I had just like really just felt it in my gut that this is something that I needed to do. So, yeah, that's what I did. I just rapped.
So how are Jackie on Acid and Saving Jackie the same?
I want to say it's the same, because it's still that music that's in your face. It's rap rock still, you know. And, well, like in the other band, it had two girls, and now there's only one, but it's still like I write it all, you know, it's just me, but it feels more better now that now it's for God, you know. Okay. it just has this just different feeling to it, and then I'm sober.
Well, there
so
you go.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What is your creative process when y'all are writing music?
I guess chemistry is a big part of writing. I usually tell the guys that play with us, especially the guitarists, my thing is they're not all winners. Everybody wants to come up with ideas, and you know, it's when you get a guitar player that comes up with a riff or two, and you get that one riff and a song just comes together, that's the song. Those are usually the songs that we go with. There's so many riffs that have been out there that we never really went with. It's where we get that feel, that creativity, that creative flow, right? I guess those ideas that come in and everything just kind of falls together, especially with my sister. I know we're onto something when she's just writing away like her lyrical content, right? I know we're onto something. That's when I'm like, okay, now this is a great verse. What are we going to use for a chorus? And then, you know, we just flow.
Have you also played instruments most of your life, Anthony?
Our father was a musician. So I grew up with my father playing music all my life. Actually, he played music for a living. He was a music therapist. So he would do that Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. And on the weekends, he was play for extra money. That was his, I guess you could say, his side hustle to support their family and stuff. And I would go with him and help roadie. I grew up in the whole music business with my father. And then I kind of ventured, growing up with that, I kind of ventured in different instruments. My dad wanted me to play. I played violin. Nah, it wasn't. I played 2 years that with the violin. That instrument didn't really. I mean, I still remember how to play. I prefer not to. And then he tried to push. I learned trumpet. I played trumpet for a couple of years. So my dad had just had practice the night before. He would always practice on a Thursday. Friday, it was during the summer. School was out. Friday afternoon, I come out. I want to lift some weights in the garage. And I see this drum set in the way. My dad's drummer moved my weights out of the way and put his drum set there. And I'm not going to move that set and, you know, have to move everything around. Of course, I was upset, right? And I started thinking, wait a minute. I'll get a workout just playing drums and playing to the radio, right? So that's how it started. So I put on the rock station, the local rock station here in town, started listening to some, I think it was Van Halen and you know, all the bands that were hot on radio back then. And I'm playing Whitesnake, and I'm like, this kind of sounds pretty cool. So I'm jamming, and it took. I was in the garage maybe 3 hours just sweating it out and playing to the radio. And I'm like, man, I got to take this to a whole nother level. And there it went.
And a drummer was born.
You know, it's funny. We were Jackie on Acid. We could play at a show, and we would pack the house. I mean, it was standing room only, locally, right? It was just all local stuff. I never knew that where we're at now with Saving Jackie. I never knew that it would go where it's at now. God is so good. The music we've written, God has used to touch the lives of people in other countries. It's a blessing. I've prayed with people in Bolivia, Mexico, South Carolina, Florida. I mean, it's crazy the magnitude that it's taken us. It's all a blessing. It's all God, right?
Yeah.
It's all for His glory, you know. Simple little band from San Antonio, Texas. God got ordinary people to do extraordinary things.
That's what He does. He just uses ordinary folks like us. Let's switch gears a little bit, and let's talk about your music and the things that you've put out as Saving Jackie.
We originally put a 3-song EP, right? We put that out, and then we went back to the studio, recorded more songs, and we got those 3 songs, and then the other ones were recorded the studio this last go around, and we did our album. My Faith is Larger, My Everything, and Silence the Storm were the 3 songs we released for the EP. And then after the EP, we recorded 4 other songs with it, and we re-released the EP with the 4 songs. So we put out our album for that second release.
Mastered.
Yeah.
It cost more money.
Mastered, a.k.a. cost more money. Well, tell me a little bit about some of the songs. Can you share?
Yeah,
pick one.
I guess I'll do My Faith is Larger. That one, I like most people, just battle thoughts in their heads, right? You know, just thinking of like, well, maybe this isn't going to work out. Feeling like you're not really loved. Feeling like you're just so like lost and stuff, you know? And so this one night, like I had just played the beat and I just kept listening to it. And I was in prayer and talking to the Lord. And I'm like, just help me put my feelings in a way where it's short, but I want people to know that I do go through a lot of hard times. But I also want them to know that I trust you and that you are the one that handles everything. And I just want you to help me write this down. And I just started just writing that entire song. And that's for like each and every song that I do. But My Faith is Larger is just like, I mean, that song was like one of the first ones that really hit was that song.
That's your anthem?
Yes, but Breaking Doors is really good too. You know, it's like a warfare song. I love that song. Oh, yeah.
Tell me about Silence the Storm.
Silence the Storm. You know, it's the same thing. It's just going through things in life and just how like God just helps me to get through the daily struggle.
Is there any other one you want to highlight before we move on?
It's Critical, Jen.
It's Critical. That one I wrote when I had found out that I had cervix cancer. And man, and it hit me so hard. You know, I mean, we were going to like do a video and take band pictures and all kinds of stuff. And then I just wind up being told that I have cervix cancer. And I was having a really hard time with that. And I'm like, Lord, like you've called me back to this, and I know that it was God, because it was this feeling that was deep down inside that you have to do this one more time. Do it again and praise me, right? And I'm like, yes, Lord. And it just like it took off. And then to hear that I have cervix cancer, I'm like, no, no, I am not gonna quit. I'm gonna keep going. And so this one night, I'm not sure why it happens that night, but this one night, right, like I was in prayer and I was just feeling at my lowest, and I had just started writing the whole song. Just everything was just pouring out. I did the verses, I did the choruses, I did the bridge, and it was all there. And it's like my whole heart being poured out of how scared I was. But also how like God flips things. And till this day, I am cancer free.
Amen. So, wow. God is good.
All the time.
Yes. 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 Well, yes.
When was that?
This was back in 2020.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And I had to go to all of my appointments just with me and God, you know, because they, like they had closed everything down, you know. They didn't let people in there, you know, unless if you're the patient.
Right.
But yeah.
Well, one of the things I discovered, I read where it said that it was your EP was self-titled, produced and engineered by Damien Refuge, and I went, DM Refuge? And so I texted him. And I said,
what do you say?
I said, did you work on this? And he says, yes, Miles of Stone Creek Studio in Texas.
Yes.
And he says, yeah, I've known them for 20 years, that I was also in, what is it?
Jackie on Acid.
Yeah. Jackie on Acid filled in his guitar. And he says, they're easy to work with. They're always ready to work hard, always willing to trust me with taking what they bring to the table. And they're one of my most faithful clients and oldest on the music scene. Friends, I love working with them.
Yeah. Yeah. He was in the band for some time. What happened was Damien joined the group. We got some old songs that we didn't record. when we were with Jackie on acid, and he brought life to him. You know, we did, you know, some changes to the songs. Then we actually ended up recording, I think, two or three of those songs that we redid. So when he did that, of course, you know, he stayed with the band for a little bit, and then, you know, he pursued other music ventures and stuff. But we remembered that. You know what? We're going to go to the studio. Let's go to Damien, right? And he was already recording some pretty good stuff here in town with some of the local bands. And, you know, the trust was there with him, right? We trusted him. So everything we've done so far recording-wise has been with Damien and Clifton. And those two guys have, man, it's like, wow. We go in there and we're just blown away with the end result, with the recording that we do there with them. So actually, I was just texting with Damien yesterday. We're going to be going back into the studio soon. So we got some new songs that we're going to be recording, new materials. So things are a little more official now than before. So we got new songs we're going to be coming up with soon. The studio dates are not set, but yeah, the talks are official. We're coming back. We should have some new music next couple months or so.
Well, that was going to be one of my questions, so that worked out.
Oh, yeah.
Are you doing some shows for the festival season?
We got Exodo Fest. We're going to be going to Mexico. We're going back 2024 this year, late March. We're playing Oklahoma City in February. We're doing Battle of the Bands. That's going to be 49th. Oklahoma City, I can't remember that date, but we're playing there. It's a big tattoo expo. We're playing that one. And then we got invited to, I can at least say this much. I was told not to give too much information on the show. I'll say it here. We got invited to do South by Southwest. As far as that goes, I can't explain a whole lot. But yes, we got it. It's not an official South by Southwest event, but it'll be an event that's going to be along with South by Southwest. That's going to be pretty interesting. We hadn't played. It's been years since we were Jackie on that. So, it'll be interesting coming back to Austin, Texas. And yeah, so that's what we got so far. We don't got anything booked yet, but if opportunities come up, yeah. Yeah, why not?
So I have to ask, what are your favorite road snacks? Start with Anthony.
Where you're at, do they have Buc-ee's?
We've just started getting Buc-ee's, yeah.
Oh, gosh, you got to try their beef jerky is really good. Oh, my gosh, they got the best beef jerky ever. I mean, I've tasted all types of beef jerky, packaged beef jerky, whatever. I've tasted, they're the best. Anytime we're traveling, or if I'm with the band, or if I'm traveling with the family, I always stop at Buc-ee's. They got a pudding that, oh gosh, I can't think of that. Wafer pudding, it's like wafers with it, vanilla wafers. And
it's not banana pudding, is it?
Yeah, I don't think this one's got bananas, though.
It doesn't?
The vanilla pudding with the vanilla wafer.
What's your favorite flavor of beef jerky? Or do you have one? You like some spicy stuff, I bet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's got to have black pepper to it. If it's not peppered jerky, I can't think of the flavor that I get. It's just mesquite.
Oh,
It's got to have the mesquite flavor to it.
Gotcha. All right. What do you wash it down with?
I drink a Topo Chico, which is like a Mexican mineral water.
Jenny, what do you like when you're on the road?
I like to eat, I think it's called pork skins, that, salads, nuts, you know, just some light stuff.
Yeah. Some things on your bucket list.
Travel. I like to travel maybe to another country and play.
Meet people from other places.
I think on my bucket list is writing more songs, putting together another tour. I don't know, the normal band stuff, I guess you could say. What I like to do with the new songs that we got coming up, another music video if we can. But all in all, while we're doing it, it's just having God with us the whole time. That's the whole thing, really, you know, praising God and having more of God with us, right? And everything that I guess that's my bucket list.
All right. Jenny, you got something big that you'd like to see happen?
There's one thing, and I keep saying it. I want to be on a Fiesta float in San Antonio, Texas. And I've always wanted to do that because I have played flute in band, right? So I've marched all the parades and all that stuff, but I've never been on a float. I want to be on a float this year, 2024. Somebody needs to put me, Saving Jackie, on a float. I'm ready.
they all do that way, right?
That's what I want. That's the only thing I want.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I don't remember. I don't know. They were from South America. I can't remember what country, but the radio station that put it out. They nominated Jenny as the Metal Queen.
Well, and rightly so, right, Jenny?
For sure.
Yeah, it was one of the radio stations. Metal Queen.
That's awesome. As we begin to wind down, would y'all briefly share your faith journeys?
Well, my sister was the first one that, after the band broke up, my sister gave her life to God. I think I was always a believer. I just didn't follow the way God. I didn't follow God. I follow him now. My mom always tell me about God, always prayed for me, always worried about me. I think God used her to plant that seed with me when I was younger. But I think as I got older, I experienced a divorce and so forth. Anyway, with all this traumatic life experience I had, I think that's what got me to seek God and have him in my life. And ever since then, my life has just been blessed.
Man, to try to keep it brief. I was a wild child. No, I have seen like a lot of things. I've been through a lot of trauma. I did drink a lot, and I would party a lot with the other band that I was in. And I was very depressed. And then once I had my daughter was like, you know, just having her was just like, boom, you know, like you have to change, like things have to change. And I don't want her to drink. I don't want her to smoke. I don't want her to be partying. You know, I want her to have a father figure in her life. And so eventually the band breaks up. Molly was only one. And I was a single mom when Molly was two, and I went back to school. I was there, picked up trades. I was hustling to make money. And that's when I had started going to church. I felt so tired and so burnt out of everything that I was doing. But I knew that God was there, but I didn't know how close and how good God was. And so going through all of that, having God just change my life completely and seeing him just move in the way that he has been. And I've been sober. I haven't smoked a cigarette. I don't vape, you know, like I don't do any of that stuff. And on how he's moved in this band, it's crazy to get like all these texts and the messages and stuff on how the music touches those people. And it's, you know, it's all of the hurt and pain and all of the glory for God, right? It's like all these things that I've been through and how I write things out and how the guys play and their passion of playing and everything is just, it's amazing to just see how we used to be and how we are now. It's just wow. God is amazing. Yeah,
absolutely. Do we forget anything?
oh, we got a new music video coming out soon. We should be releasing it in February.
What song?
Yeah, it's Breaking Doors.
All right, we'll be looking for that. And I'll be looking for you somewhere out on the road.
Yeah.
So that'd be great. And it's so good to meet you.
Well, Cindy, thank you. God bless you.
Good night.
Thank you, Cindy.
Bye. All right, bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for more great music. And check out my blog page on the Solid Rock Radio website for my guests' social media links. If you've missed any of my past interviews, you can find them uploaded to podcast.solidrockradio.org. Have a wonderful week, and let's be kind to one another.